It's Easter.
That is very true.
Would you like a gospel card?
Of God.
We're just sharing the truth that the churches are not preaching.
Oh, I know.
They're not preaching the biblical gospel. They're not teaching people to come out of the world. They're not teaching people to be transformed and live godly, holy lives for Him. The gospel's on one side there. And then there's a bunch of warnings of man-made religion on the back. And you heard Him preaching some of that. You said, amen.
I've read through the Bible many times completely.
Uh-huh.
And there's not a thing ever that's not true.
The evil's being put in place.
Oh, right. The Bible is the breathed word of God, but the problem is people might read it, but they're not obeying it. So, for something like this out here, a lot of people are just wandering around, wasting their time, filling their eyes, their ears, their bellies with the love of the world, right? But they're not feasting on the word of God, because if they were, they'd be transformed and they'd be standing out in the world as godly, holy saints preaching the gospel like Jesus said.
Yeah, the world would be in a condition of sin.
I'm sorry?
The world would not be in a condition of sin.
Right, this is Satan's kingdom. You must repent and be born again into God's kingdom.
Yeah.
And Christ is coming back. I just told a couple back there. Christ is coming back to destroy all this. The 40,000 denominations.
Could be tomorrow, could be a week, a year from now. Nobody knows.
Well, it's at the last trump. There's no pre-trib. Just saying. He just mentioned that. You were saying yes. So... yeah, test yourself to that gospel and see if you've truly repented and turned from your ways. And if you've been born from above and if you're following in holiness and obedience. Because I got to love you and say, you're here kind of spending your time loving this world right now, aren't you? We're supposed to come out of the world. We just established that this is Satan's kingdom. We don't want to love it and live in it. We want to come out and be soldiers for Christ. Seeking after lost sheep and standard. You're nodding your head like you understand. Yeah. Our email's on there and our website's on there. My husband would love to talk to you. In fact, he would talk to you now if you wanted to. I know he's preaching, but... he would be happy to talk to you.
Share, we get a chance to share with somebody because I accepted Christ when I was 13 years old.
The churches are made of men in the
85 right now.
Okay, well, I know my husband would like to help you on that word accepted, because we can't accept him. He has to accept us. We have to be eligible for his grace, which is through the gospel that I was just sharing with you.
I've read it many times, and I've tried to live by it, and I've acted by it.
Why isn't River Church here preaching the biblical gospel showing the way?
Say one thing and do something else.
Uh-huh. Well, if you are you a born-again child of God? Have you been born again into His kingdom? Born from above, like John 3:3 says?
Way back when.
Okay. Well, then you would be His brother, and Jesus said there'd be few, right? Very few means a puny amount. It means very few. Look at out of the 600,000 fighting men, there was two, right? 8 off the boat, 3 out of Sodom and Gomorrah. That shows us a good picture of few, doesn't it? Right. So if there's few brothers and sisters out there, we should all love one another like Jesus said. That would be the marker for His people. So our email's on there. If you email Him, He'll give you our phone number, and He'd love to talk to you and encourage you in the faith to go deeper. All right, we love you.
They're pagan holidays.